My beloved brothers and sisters of this great Church of Jesus Christ, I would like you to know how humble I am at this great opportunity. I kind of like Ed Gardner's story. His wife was hard of hearing, and she wore a hearing aid. And as they sat one evening in the living room, and she was knitting and looking down, he looked out over his newspaper, and thinking about his wife, he says, "You know, I'm just kind of proud of you." And she says, she looked up, she says, "I'm getting tired of you, too." I'm not exactly, when President Tanner and President Lee talked to me on the phone, I wasn't exactly sure I heard what I thought I heard. And for over 20 years now, I've been coming to priesthood session of conference at about 4 o'clock and standing outside watching the afternoon session on conference about 22 and then driving down here and waiting outside with my boys or with other friends to come into the priesthood meeting and sit for 2 or 3 hours before the meeting started. And during that time, I've had one single purpose in mind, along with hearing the words of the apostles and prophets, the great general authorities. I have looked into their faces and studied them. And I'm sure each time that I have, I found purity of heart. I found integrity. I found great love and understanding. I've found self-discipline. I've found all the fine qualities that an LDS holder of the priesthood would like to have. And then I have gone back renewed and decided I want to put that look in my face sometime. And after this call came the other day, I went out into the backyard, and in my mind's eye, I could see hosts of Aaronic priesthood bearers, young men who were fine and good and true, who were dedicated to the Lord with all their heart and soul, who wanted to put that same look into their face that we see in the faces of the brethren here before you today. And they were doing it, and they were obedient and following their leaders. And then in my mind's eye, with great sadness, I saw another great group of Aaronic priesthood bearers who were not able to put this into their face because they were disobedient. They were being persuaded by friends and peers. And then I saw a third group that troubled me even more, because these were they who would have been faithful had they had the leadership. If someone had reached out a hand and lifted them and picked them up and cared for them, they could have put integrity and love and purity of heart. They could have put all these fine qualities into their lives. I'm more grateful to my wife than I could ever suppose or ever express to you. She has to be the sweetest, kindest human being that I've ever known. And she has this look in her face that I have seen in the apostles and the prophets and the general authorities. And I have 5 sons. 2 of them are on missions, 1 in the Gulf States, 1 in North Carolina, Virginia. These boys, 2 of the both of them are Eagle Scouts, and they're both, at least from the words we get from them, they're striving with all their might to serve the Lord in their mission calls. I have 2 other boys at home, Joe and Scott, who are also Eagle Scouts, and we're very proud of them, and they're following and being obedient as they should be. Then I have a young son, 11, Lawrence, who I believe has the stature of Mormon. He's a large and a mighty young man, and I'm very proud of him. And then we have 1 daughter after the 5 boys, Jill, and I'm sure she was sent as a special angel into our home. I'm grateful for the confidence of Bishop Brown. I'm sure, as I have considered this past week, and it's the longest week I've ever lived in my life, as I have considered the great souls that I know across the church and the powerful influence and the great direction they have and the great willingness to follow the Lord, I'm humbled that he would call one such as I, or Brother Dunn, that the Lord would call me through him. Now, may I just, closing, bear a testimony to you. I should first mention that sweet mother of mine and my in-laws. These are wonderful people, and my sweet mother has pretty well raised our family alone. She's given the guidance, mental and physical ambition. She's bred this into us and wanted us to make something of ourselves, and I'm so proud of her. But in closing, let me just quote to you the words of the prophets in the book of Alma, when Aaron had spoken all the day long to the king of all the Lamanites, and finally The king believed, and these were the words. And it came to pass, when Aaron had expounded these things unto him, the king said, What shall I do that I may receive this eternal life of which thou hast spoken? Yea, what shall I do that I may be born again, that I may have this wicked spirit rooted out of my breast and receive his spirit? Yea, what shall I do that I may receive this great joy, that I may not be cast off at the last day? Behold, said he, I will give up all that I possess. Yea, I will forsake the kingdom, that I may receive this great joy. But Aaron said unto him, If thou desirest this thing, if thou wilt bow down before God, yea, if thou wilt bow down before God and repent of all thy sins, the Lord would give thee that thing which thou desirest. And it came to pass that the king did bow down before the Lord upon his knees. Yea, he did prostrate himself upon the earth and cried mightily, saying, O Lord, Aaron hath told me that there is a God. And if there is a God, and if thou art God, wilt thou make thyself known unto me? And I will give away all my sins, that I might know thee. There are great hosts of Aaronic priesthood bearers that would give away all their sins. They would give away all that the world would offer them in kingdoms and principalities, and they would give away their riches if they but knew that he was there. Our solemn responsibility today is to help these Aaronic priesthood bearers understand and know the great callings, know that God does live, which I testify he does, that we have living prophets upon the earth. During those 20 years, I've watched our beloved prophet and the Council of 12 come in. I know these are inspired men, these are holy men, they are prophets. I so testify in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.